Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Well, I haven't vaped since Sunday, and I'm fine. I am totally fine. I feel fine. I am fine.
You
shut
literally
up.
Just... Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to I Think Not, the podcast where we are fine. We're great and not grumpy, and everything's good and fine. Okay, we're the podcast that recaps your favorite true crime TV shows. Notice we did not say the best true crime TV shows. That is right. We said your favorite true crime TV shows. See, when we set off on this little podcast adventure, we were like, let's let the people decide. We're people pleasers. They won't lead us astray. You've led us astray many, many times.
Not many, many times, but a lot of y'all piped up and said, ooh, cruise ship killers. And I'm like, are you mad at us? Because this show is fucking stupid.
By the way, interrupting Joey's vape detox. My name is Ellen Marsh, and across from me is a very grumpy but very adorable Joey Taranto. How are you, my love? Other than the obvious.
Yeah, fuck all of y'all. I'm fine. I'm good. I have lollipops. I have gum. You know, it's just life is not fair. My mom died, and I had to stop doing my favorite thing, which is vaping.
Lollipops and gumberries. If anyone gets that, I love you. You all, don't forget, we are here every Wednesday in your general feed. But if you're thinking to yourself, you know what? It's about to be fall and Ellen hates the cold. How about I have a little bit more of them in your ears? We have so much bonus content. Like, it's actually embarrassing how much bonus content we have over on the Patreon at this point.
Yep. For as little as $5 a month, you can get 4 bonus episodes as well as access to a ton of community events. You can find all that and more at patreon.com/ithinknot. And even if that's not for you, that's okay. We love you. We'll see you here every Wednesday for free, yapping in your ears. You're cute. I'm okay.
And I just want to say, one of the events, if you go and take a look, is our quarterly paint party. And our resident artist down bitch, Katie from I Can Paint, and I have been cooking up a really different, really cool project. I'm just saying, paint, glitter, and Mod Podge. That's what's coming at you. That's coming really soon. We announce all our community events, and we have a movie night coming up. We got to plan that one. But yes, there's tons of community stuff over there. But over here, we're doing a whole bunch of nonsense, aren't we, Joey?
Yeah, currently we are covering cruise ship killers, and
Yeah, he said it best, everyone. Thank you for coming. We're covering season 2, episode 2, Abigail.
September 2018. Abigail is a personal therapist and loving mother. She's the kind of person to always put others' needs above her own. But after more than 25 years together, her marriage to Bruce has hit a rocky patch. If they don't put in the work soon, it could mean the end of their relationship.
Yes, well, our subject today is Abigail. They don't give us a last name, as is often the case on this show. Now, Abigail is a mother of a couple grown-ass kids, and they keep telling us she's a personal therapist. And I've heard the term personal trainer. I've heard personal shopper, but...
Personal chef?
Yeah, personal therapist. What is an impersonal therapist? Is that where your session is at the GNC in Port Authority and you just talk to each other from across the store using megaphones? I am confusion. What is a personal therapist?
I really wanted a personal one. Hello? Susan? Susan, I really thought this would be a different experience. I'd rather something more personal.
Oh, you didn't ask for a personal therapist, darling. That's a whole other copay system.
It is wild. I just got to say, since you did mention the grown-ass kids, I would ask you, did you recognize those grown-ass kids? But I've already asked you offline, and you didn't. Y'all, these grown-ass kids are the people from the last episode. I swear, they were like, hey, Sally and that other guy, can you just be these grown-ass kids for us real quick? Just like, hang out for another hour on set. We'll get you craft services from Chevy's.
You like a blooming onion? Will that entice you to stay longer?
They are the same actors.
They're like a rep company.
Oh, yeah. You know, you are truly this show and most reenactment shows' worst nightmare because you notice everything.
I know. It's so fun. I want someone to make a podcast on how insufferable I am about catching stupid shit on their show because I need to be taken down a peg.
I'm just going to start telling you things I notice about you in the wild.
You should.
Okay.
No, I'm far too sensitive. Joey, guess what?
What?
Blissey's silk pillowcases are back.
Listen, y'all. I don't know what else I can tell you about Blissey's pillowcases other than it's made from 100% mulberry silk, and if Miss Frizzle from the Magic School Bus would have used these pillows, she wouldn't have been known as Miss Frizzle. She just would have been known as the school bus driver, okay?
I think her name was Grace. There are so many benefits to Blissey. We have told you about them before. We're talking anti-aging, reducing fine lines, eliminates frizz, protects your color-treated hair. This is all tested by smart people like dermatologists and stuff, because it's actually really simple. The natural silk fibers are just gonna be hydrating and they're gonna keep your skin moisturized at night. I've spent so many steps doing all my Korean skincare. I'm not letting that leak out on my pillow.
Absolutely not. Also, they're easy to care for. They're machine washable. There is a reason that there's over 3 million Blissey pillowcases sold. And you could be 3 million and one if you play your cards right.
And because you're a listener, Blissey is offering 60 nights risk-free. Y'all, don't sleep on the risk-free. Plus, an additional 30% off when you shop at blissey.com/ithinknotpod.
That's blissy.com/ithinknotpod. And use code ithinknotpod to get an additional 30% off.
Your skin and hair will thank you. Should we offer our people a 60-day money-back guarantee on their sanity?
Let's not do too much. Well, anyway, Abigail took care of a lot of folks over the years, and she inspired her son to also become a therapist. We love to see it. Now, Abigail has a husband of 25 years named Bruce, and the nicest way I can describe their relationship is they fucking hated each other's guts.
Did you see the way that man was cutting his chicken at dinner? The reenactment Bruce was like, I hate this meat, and I hate you for cooking it, and I hate the way you... I was like, what did that little turkey breast ever do to you, sir?
Yeah, it's strange. There's going to be a lot of moments on this episode that will pose questions, both spiritually and metaphorically.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a man here named Detective Damien Turner, who, for those of you, he's going to mansplain a lot of things to us small-minded people. Because for those of you who don't maybe understand how long 25 years is in a marriage, Detective Damien is going to explain it to you.
Abigail and Bruce have been married for 25 years, a very long time.
Do you know I wrote down that same exact timestamp?
You know, thank you, Detective. I'm not quite sure that us pea-brained assholes could have understood the scope of 25 years until you so eloquently explained it. Next, maybe you can explain mufflers. I'd like that very interesting stuff. 25 years. It's a long time.
This first take, he's like, that is an extremely long time. They're like, you know what? Our watchers, not too bright. Dial it back. Dial it back. We need a more mundane word. Very long time. Yes, very long time. Just say it was a very long time. Listen, that is a long time to listen to someone mouth breathe next to you. I gotta say.
Imagine being like, here's the thing about water. It is wet. So... Whew, so wet.
He really does come in clutch. So basically what's happening between Abigail and Bruce, they're in a little bit of a rut and they want to go on a vacation to spark that romance. And nothing says romance like watching Carol from Wisconsin stack snow crab legs like fucking Lincoln Logs. How many legs can you get on there, Carol? You're at 22.
Yeah, listen, if you are struggling in your 25-year-long marriage, you know the best thing you can do is head out on a cruise where you're locked in a 5x10 cabin on the high seas for a week with someone you can't fucking stand the sight of. That is the spark that will reignite your love. Hit it, Rick!
That's what they're saying? Cabin queen?
Caribbean queen, but he says it real fucked up like.
They're saying Caribbean queen? Caribbean! Caribbean queen! No, I had no idea that was Caribbean queen.
Well, how would you when he's saying Caribbean? It's like, oh me, I'm American. I'm from America. Or you could be like Miss Universe when they ask her where she's from and she's like, France! You don't know that one? Hold on.
República Dominicana! Ecuador! Egypt! El Salvador! Finland!
Oh! Why did the Ecuador hold on to the R? She's like, Ecuador! She's like, I really misplaced that vowel. Ecuador!
To a weird fucking start. All I want to do is vape. And as long as I can't vape, I'm going to call it America. Okay?
So Abigail's a personal therapist, and they've been married a very long time, and Bruce hates his meat. Anyway, so Bruce was like, I got an idea. Number one, this chicken is rough like your ass
cheeks. Wait, why are you going back? We've already said all that.
But it was Bruce's idea to go on the cruise. So they're ready to play shuffleboard and get second degree burns. Now, there's some true crime novelist that also really is bringing it back to brass tacks.
Sometimes people just need to get away. Just even a week away together with no responsibilities, a different routine, can have a huge positive impact on a relationship.
You're a crime novelist. Why are you being a personal therapist on this true crime show? They just say the weirdest fucking things.
Also, the subtext of everything that she says, the way she delivers it, is like she's wants to say at the end, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, she's not totally sure. Like, if she wanted to say, like, you know, some people just need to get away without responsibility and it will help their marriage, I guess.
I guess. So they're saying goodbye to their two very grown-ass kids who apparently have not left the house, and I don't know what they're doing because they were cruise ship performers last week. And the kids notice that Mama Abigail is a little bit clingier than she normally is, very overly affectionate, and they're like, Mom, we'll see you in a week, I guess. And they were like, it wasn't a big deal. It was just a little odd.
Yeah, she was hugging them like she was never going to see them again, you know? Anyway, the cruise leaves out of Florida, and about, you know, 3,500 passengers are on board, and it seems like that for the first few days, Bruce and Abigail were having fun. They were enjoying each other's company. Plus, there's a ton to do on a cruise, right? Like, if you want to swim, you want to shop, you want to eat, you want to drink, you want to gamble, you want to fuck, there's stuff to do.
Which is hilarious, because there is so much to do, and people take such joy in doing nothing on cruise ships, and I'm all for it. Like, yeah. Sit, you don't have to play bingo, you don't have to go to the merengue class, but did I ever tell you the stupid questions that cruise ship passengers used to ask? So if you didn't listen to last week, I worked on cruise ships for a couple of years, and we used to have this board downstairs of stupid questions they would ask us. Mm-hmm. This was my favorite.
Okay.
Where does the crew go to sleep at night? I was like, do you think we have lifeboats that we just dive into every night and they float us ashore? Gary, we sleep on the boat with you. And then this is my favorite one. I got this one probably 3 times in 2.5 years. Has this ship ever sunk? Listen, Rose, Jack and Rose. Rose, Jack.
What a fucking
dead ass to our face. Like, is this an, has it, has this ship ever sunk? At least three times. It would make us howl. We didn't have smartphones back then. If there was, I would have recorded it.
That is a crazy... Like, what do they think this is? Poseidon Adventure and Shelley Winters is just swimming underneath the fuck... I don't understand. That is so random.
Something changed on the fourth day of the cruise. It may have been something small, or it may have been something that's been going on for a while. We really don't know.
The couple explode into a volatile fight on the casino floor.
They were cussing each other out. It was around like 10:30 at night, according to witnesses, but like it escalated quickly.
Listen, when you are carrying around those Dollar Tree plastic wine glasses with little umbrellas in them, and no shade, you know I love a Dollar Tree.
Mm-hmm.
And you are in just a dark room with a folding table, you're like, Bruce, you really went on Expedia.com and hit the deals button, didn't ya?
Never underestimate what 25 years of hatred for your partner will do. When it will come out, you can cuss people out any old way, which way, up and down. I'm very curious why they even decided to make this show, because they clearly have no money.
Honestly, I love creativity, but the things that they are trying to pull off, I want to paint a picture because I don't want you all to subscribe to Peacock or Hulu or Amazon just to watch this. Everyone close your eyes. Imagine a dark room. And it's got one of those purple lights you get from Spencer's. And they've put that in there. And there is a folding table, like that you would set up for like the little kids' table at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those Dollar Tree plastic tablecloths. And a woman sitting there with a deck of cards that only has 23 cards in it. Yeah, I can see it from here. And just Dollar Tree glasses. Did people shoot this on their iPhone and it was a joke and they're like, you know what we're fucking gonna do? We're gonna sell this to Peacock.
It's bad. It's really bad.
Come to think about it, I actually don't think Bruce and Abigail were fighting. I think they were complaining to the manager of the cruise ship.
About what?
That it was such an ugly ass cruise ship. They were like, this place is gross. That's a folding table. These cups are from Dollar Tree. I think they were mad.
I don't blame them. Listen, I don't ever want to go on a cruise again. Truly. I am not a cruise person. And that is not a slight to anybody who enjoys them. But like, that's not for me.
Joey, guess who's back?
Who?
Cornbread Hemp's CBD gummies. Now, listen, you all. If you got a broken foot, go to a doctor. If you got a dead plant, I don't know, see a horticulture person. If you want to talk about CBD and THC, you listen to your podcast host besties.
That's right. Listen, Cornbread's Hemp CBD gummies are made to help you feel better with whatever you're dealing with. If you're anxious, if you're not feeling great in your body, if you just need to relax, whatever it may be, Cornbread's got you. They take the best part of the hemp plant, which is the flower, for the purest and most potent CBD.
Now, I have tried all of Cornbread's products at this point, and let me tell you, I really don't want you all to be scared or nervous about trying CBD, THC. Honestly, if you have any questions, just DM me, because it's not scary at all. This CBD, in fact, all of Cornbread's products, are third-party lab-tested, and they're USDA organic. If you know, those regulations are really strict. They are going the extra mile to ensure your safety and the purity of the product.
Yeah, listen, I don't want junk in my food and I don't want junk in my CBD, all right?
Yeah, this stuff is going to help you pretty much whatever. I always just tell Joey whenever I feel my shoulders are up and it's the middle of the day and I need something without THC, I turn to CBD. And right now, I Think Not listeners can save 30% off their first order.
Just head to cornbreadhemp.com/think and use code THINK at checkout.
That's cornbreadhemp.com/think and use code THINK. And seriously, you guys, if you have any questions, just slide in my DMs because I love this stuff.
With prices going up on just about everything lately, dealing with money can be stressful. If you ever feel like your monthly expenses are a mystery, kind of like the wild twists in true crime stories, Rocket Money can help you get answers. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Their dashboard lays out your total financial picture in a way that's easy to digest, and you can even set up custom budgets. Rocket Money's 5 million members have saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, with members saving up to $740 a year when they use all of the app's premium features. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. go to rocketmoney.com/budget today. That's rocketmoney.com/budget. Rocketmoney.com/budget.
Anyway, later that night, after the argument, Abigail is on the deck outside of the casino, which is on the very top level. It's deck 18. And she's just taking in the night air. Well, fast forward to 4 a.m. that morning. Some passengers wake up to the sound of windows breaking on deck 9. Well, one passenger in particular gets out of bed, looks onto the deck connected to his room, and there he finds a woman who has fallen and landed there. It's Abigail, and yeah. She has fallen 9 stories to her death.
What we know in this case is that a loud noise caused a commotion, which resulted in body being discovered almost immediately.
Abigail's broken body, covered in glass and blood, has turned the lower deck into a nightmarish scene.
So, of course, they alert security. Security alerts the captain. And at 4:30 in the morning, there's an announcement for everyone to stay off deck 9. That didn't happen. They would never do that in the middle of the night.
I believe that.
Yeah. And so even though people were explicitly advised to stay off that deck, there are passengers who are on the deck. I was like, these extras do not know how to follow directions. And there's the guy obviously on the deck looking out the window, which is terrifying. There is this horrific scene right in front of him.
Oh, exactly. And for those of you who don't understand how traumatic an experience like this could be as a passenger, don't worry. Detective Damian Turner is back to explain to us what this passenger might have experienced.
There's likely nothing more disturbing than coming across a dead body.
Thank you, Detective. You are certainly the MVP of this episode. I think next you could explain a dirty Sanchez to me. Anyway, all jokes aside, it's tragic. This is tragic. So now this obviously needs to be investigated. But it's so funny that you said that they like got the captain and the captain got involved. And I was like, the captain wouldn't get based on everything you've told me, the captain would be like, pretend like nothing is happening.
It would be the security officer.
Right.
And the security officer actually has the same status as the captain. They have 4 stripes. And so there's a couple of positions that are on par. Like, I think the captain has the final say, but the security officer is exactly the same. There's no way. The captain probably hopped out in a lifeboat and he's like, I'm going to Curaçao, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even care. And so this is terrifying. I mean, novelist What's Her Toes says this.
Imagine what this passenger is going through. They're 4 days into their vacation, and now all of a sudden it feels like they're plunged into a horror movie. They look outside their window and they see a dead body.
No one, Joanne, no one expects that on a cruise. Who are we talking to? I understand it's a rhetorical question. It's just a very stupid one.
I think they were expecting Mai Tais and pina coladas. They weren't expecting to meet death on the Caribbean Queen. Why do they even have talking heads on this show?
I don't even know if they're actual people. I think they're also paid actors. Anyway, now they tell us that they're going to put yellow tape around the area to keep passengers from seeing what happens. Now, this poor woman, poor Abigail, this mother, this personal therapist, she is laying there with a twin-size bed sheet over her. Her hair is hanging out. Her arms are hanging out the side. I was like, the yellow tape doesn't render her invisible.
No.
What are you doing with that yellow tape? They put up yellow tape so no one would look.
Yeah, listen, Captain, could we get a Sharpie and a piece of paper?
Sure, why?
We're gonna write, don't look on this paper and just tape it, right? Just right somewhere near here. Because if it says don't look, people won't look. And that solves that problem.
Did you ever used to watch that show, The State?
No.
It was like an off-brand SNL. I think they were Canadian. And they were like, in this maximum security prison, these men are locked away for life. These are the most dangerous men ever. And they're like working in this prison. And they were like, all right, everybody get together. This is where you're sleeping. This is what you're doing. See that over there? And it's like a big open gate. And they're like, that is off limits. Okay? It is off limits. And so like time goes by and they're like working, you know, doing jail work. I don't know. And he goes, hey man, I'm going to make a break for it. And he goes, how?
And he goes, see that fence over there? I'm going to walk right through it. And he goes, no, man, that's off limits.
So stupid. And then he escapes. And then the next day they come back and they have orange cones that say off limits. It's really funny. That's what was happening here. Is anyone still listening?
Yeah.
Preservation of the scene is very important, especially in an incident such as this. We would want to cordon off all of the area where we had the suspected balcony. When we look up the fall from height within that area to see if there's any clues or any items that the deceased might have left behind.
So basically, Detective Damien comes back to tell us, you know, this is what happens in an investigation. You have to identify the victim so that you can find out who they're with and then inform them. And then you can ask that person questions and then you get more information. That is literally what the man said.
I think after all these years, the down bitches are punking us. I think they made this show. I think they made this show on their iMovies and they zapped it to our TVs. I think this is a massive conspiracy with the down bitches. I don't think this show is real.
Something has to give, because when this man was talking, I was like, you are a detective of what?
Detective of love, am I right? And he just takes off his clothes.
Literally, you have to identify the victim so you can find out who they're with and then ask them questions and find out if they know something. Are you fucking kidding me? Is this my first day on Earth and I don't know it?
He's not kidding. It's so funny.
He's like, I am a detective, or I don't love America. So anyway, put a pin in that, because a witness comes forward.
Oh, my turn. Okay. And... while we're recording at night again, I forgot to tell you. A witness comes forward and he's like, yeah, I saw that lady. She was on the top deck and I saw her struggling with a big muscular man on top deck. And then he pushed her off. I was like, okay, this is terrifying. The casualness in which they say this, they don't ask any other questions. What color hair did he have? He just said a big muscular man. There was a struggle and she went over the guardrails.
First of all, if you saw that, wouldn't the first thing you do would run to get help? Because wouldn't you be afraid that this person is going to come after you for seeing it and throw you over the rails? Like, there's so many questions. Also, this happened in 2018. Don't they have cameras everywhere?
Yeah, everywhere. Joey, tell him who's back.
Hungry Root. This Root is so hungry.
You all know that Joey and I, we love to cook.
Who said that?
No, it is hard for us. And that's why Hungry Root is such a game changer in both of our homes.
Yeah, they literally take the stress for you out of the kitchen because they plan a full week of meals which are tailored to your tastes. They have over 15,000 recipes to choose from each week, and it's easy to find options that will fit everyone's taste in your home. For me, I live alone. Tucker and Edith, they get what they want, so I'm good. But some of y'all, good luck feeding your picky children.
And everyone has different needs, nutrition goals, tastes. Some of you might be gluten-free or dairy-free or high-protein or focused on your gut health, and Hungry Root is there. You can take a quick quiz, and they have some magical little wizard that makes up these weekly meal plans that fit right into your needs. It's basically like having a personal meal planner who just gets you.
And listen, with your kids going back to school and needing to get into the swing of routine again, Hungry Root is a perfect fix because they have quick recipes that make your busy weeknights so easy when you're juggling those kids with their calculus homework.
Oh, that's horrible.
Also, for me, I'm trying to get as much protein in my diet as possible, but I get so bored with eating the same kind of, you know, seasoned chicken. But Hungry Root's lemon pepper chicken with cilantro lime rice, I could probably eat that several days in a row. So take advantage of this exclusive offer.
For a limited time, get 40% off your first box, plus get a free item in every box for life.
Go to hungryroot.com/ithinknot and use code ithinknot.
That's hungryroot.com/ithinknot, code ithinknot, to get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life.
hungryroot.com/ithinknot, code ithinknot. Go ahead and try that chicken. You're gonna like it.
Joey, guess who's back?
Ooh.
Quince. You all, I have really tried to streamline my wardrobe. I mean, except for the sequins and stuff. That's never going anywhere. But you need to look at your wardrobe and shop for essentials. And Quince has you covered. 100% Mongolian cashmere for like $50. Washable silk tops. They have separates. They have accessories. Right now, I don't know about you. You all know I hate it when it gets cold. I'm looking at their wool coats.
And you know what's great about Quince is they partner directly with ethical, top-tier factories, and that means they're cutting out the middleman. And because of that, they're able to deliver these beautiful, luxury quality pieces at half the price of similar brands. It's stylish, but it's smarter shopping.
I know fall is around the corner, much to my dismay, and I always lean into my Quince sweaters. I have a beautiful camel one. I have a camel sweater dress. I like a lot of sweaters, don't I? It's really kind of a one-stop shop.
So keep it classic and cozy this fall with long-lasting staples from Quince.
Go to quince.com/think for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/think to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quince.com/think. Get your fall on. Get your fall on.
Don't do that.
Okay, sorry. So now they have this witness who is entirely unhelpful, and they have to talk to Bruce, because maybe it was Bruce, maybe it was the husband, right? So they bring Bruce in, and Bruce is like, no, I don't, at 4 a.m.? I was in the bathroom. Oh, well, I guess it can't be this guy, because he was in the bathroom at 4 a.m.
Yeah, listen, if you're alone when a crime occurs, it's hard to prove your alibi. And if you don't understand exactly what I'm talking about, Detective Damien pops in to say this.
When we go about our daily business, there are vast portions of our day where we do things without somebody witnessing it.
Hi, everyone. Here at I Think Not, we report the truth and nothing but the truth. And the truth is, sometimes we are alone and sometimes we do things when we are alone. So if you're alone, that means no one is there to see you being alone. How lonesome. Can somebody take this man's mic from him? Why am I subjected to listening to this dumbass fool mansplain to me that sometimes I'm alone and people aren't there to witness me being alone? This man has a PhD in stupid. Anyway, back to our story.
Okay, that man deserves that whole rant. All right, so the cruise ship is going to dock in Aruba. The only thing I remember about Aruba was it had a Hooters and a Benihana. That's all I know. And local authorities come on, local authorities from Aruba and the FBI, and we're told that the captain cooperates. This captain needs to run a comb through his hair and his beard.
Mm-hmm.
I do not know what place this man came from. Whenever I was a mess when I was a kid, my mom used to say we looked like ragamuffins. Did your mother ever say that?
No.
Ellen, go change it. You look like a ragamuffin. And then my mom also used to say that if someone was crazy, it looked like they fell off the turnip truck. I don't know what that means. What, did I just fall off the turnip truck? What does that mean?
Hold on.
I'm going to call my mom.
Hello?
Mom?
What happened now?
It's your favorite child. Okay, remember when we were little, you would say that someone looks crazy, that he would say, what did that guy just fall off? What did he fall off of?
A turnip truck.
Okay. What does that mean?
That he's as dumb as a turnip.
And he was on the truck?
Yeah, fall off a turnip truck. He was as dumb as a turnip, and he fell off because he was stupid. He couldn't stay on the truck.
You know that makes no sense, right?
Oh, he's one of those things that doesn't need to make sense. It was just sort of one of those crazy colloquial terms.
Okay, and then if we looked messy, what did you say we looked like?
Let's see. I remember this one. You looked messy was...
Ellen, go change your clothes. You look like a what?
A ragamuffin?
Yeah, okay. Where did you come up with these things? Did you do drugs? Okay, Mom, love you. I gotta go.
Okay, bye.
So apparently there are regulations around how high cruise ship railings have to be. Generally, it's 4 foot, right?
A person's center of gravity tends to be at the midpoint of their body. A person standing 6 feet in stature would therefore have a center of gravity around the 3 foot mark. A cruise ship railing with a height of 4 feet would be difficult to accidentally fall over, even for a very tall person.
So the point is that Abigail most certainly did not stumble and fall over this rail.
Which is kind of crazy that they say this, because I looked this up, and in 2024 alone, there were 19 confirmed man overboard instances. Like, maybe someone slipped, maybe someone was monkeying around, maybe someone was acting crazy, but you gotta believe that some people just fell overboard.
Yeah, I think that people get stupid when they're drunk.
Yeah.
And that if somebody was like, oh, look at me, I'm gonna climb the rail or do something, and then they slip and fall. Yeah, no, not worth it. But the point being is there's no way that she like slipped and fell. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so now Abigail's body is removed and brought in for an autopsy. Well, the coroner says that Abigail was possibly dead before the fall.
Yeah, and they won't know until they conduct an autopsy. So now the investigators sit down with the captain, and they say they're sitting in the dining room of one of the ships, which is absolutely just a kitchen with a plaid tablecloth.
Mm-hmm.
And they sit down in this meeting, and they rule out that she did not die, wait for it, of natural causes. And I was like, who said that?
Yeah, who? It's ridiculous. It's amateur hour. So during this time, right, there's rumors that husband Bruce has been arrested, right? There were witnesses saying, oh, he was arrested and carted off that fucking boat. We all saw it by, you know, with the police and all that. And Detective Damien comes back in to give you all a little bit more knowledge. Just as you move through the world and as you're learning, we're all babies in this world, really. Do we ever grow up? I don't know. Because Detective Damien says, you know, sometimes people lie. Yeah, they don't tell the truth. Did you know that?
No, it's never happened to me. I'm sure it will one day, but it's never happened to me.
Yeah, no, I never lie. By the way, I love your blouse.
Okay, so now they have this one witness. They see Bruce being hauled off, and there are a bunch of spectators on the ship. I don't know, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. It looks like dusk, and there's this woman wearing this beach hat as one of the extras. Remember Samantha in the Sex and the City movie, that big hat
yep.
that she wears?
Yep.
Yeah, that woman is wearing a hat that rivals that hat.
Yep.
Like, this woman's like, it is 4 a.m., and I am putting on this big Caribbean hat.
Mm-hmm.
Then the novelist says,
sometimes anger can lead us to do things we wouldn't ordinarily do.
Are they just cracking open fortune cookies and reading them to us? Truly, that is a legit question, because this is fucking stupid.
You know, anger can lead you to do things you don't want to do. Like, maybe your boyfriend cheated on you and you Google how much it would be to take out an ad in the New York Times and expose his ass full page. And then you realize you can't afford a full page and you're like, okay, how much is half a page? And then you realize that he isn't worth the money, but it is really funny that you thought that, right? That was a fictional story.
How's therapy going for you? My God.
So they're thinking, what if this fight in the casino escalated? What if Bruce might have done something? Or maybe it's a mystery man. Or maybe they don't have any fucking clue what's going on and nobody understands this show, including us.
It's true. Well, eventually the news of Abigail's death gets back to her children. And the media reached out to them to get their opinions. And Abigail's daughter said, my mom did not want to go on this cruise, right? And basically, Abigail insinuated that she knew something bad was going to happen to her. And her son commented that the way she said goodbye before leaving for the cruise was not a regular goodbye. It was like a goodbye forever.
Yeah, really strange. And then something that they felt like they needed to clarify for absolutely no reason, they were like, the witnesses said that Bruce was being hauled off like he was a suspect. He was not a suspect. He was just being walked off the ship in order to aid in the investigation. Why is Bruce not a suspect? Because he said he was in the bathroom? Did they check him for defensive wounds, fingerprints? Why isn't the husband a suspect?
I have no idea, but they basically felt good enough to be like, nah, we're good with Bruce. Bruce is just here to help us out. Now, as far as the witnesses go, witnesses are hard on a cruise ship. People are drinking. They're fucked up. It's dark. Folks are gossipy. It's like, you know, getting information from folks is like a game of telephone. So they need concrete evidence. And yeah, like, based on what they know and what they have, Bruce is not a suspect. So who is this man that a witness saw strangle Abigail and then throw her over the railing?
So now they felt like they needed to fill a little bit of time. And they were like, well, sadly, Abigail's remains are in Aruba. And you know what's really expensive is sending your family back to the States from another country or an island or a province or wherever you are.
The extra expense only serves to add further complications to an already difficult situation.
Funerals are expensive, as we all know. The added cost of repatriating their human remains from another country, the costs skyrocket, and most people can't afford to do that.
I looked this up. Between the transportation and the funeral home fees for receiving the remains, guess how much money it can be?
I'm going to guess like $10,000.
$10,000 up to $20,000, depending on how far they have to fly. It goes by mileage. And I'm thinking, I was like, maybe it's for temperature control or something. But that just feels really yucky and opportunistic. I don't know. I mean, $10,000, the family did not have the money. They had to crowdsource for the money. They had to crowdsource to get their mother's remains back. Now, they don't tell us, but this actually, they don't tell us this in the show, but this family lived in Alabama.
Yeah.
So they have to go from Aruba to Alabama. That is a hefty sum to throw on a family.
Yeah. Absolutely. But fortunately, they were able to get the money they needed to have Abigail brought back to Alabama. Now, there's been a lot of strange things in this case. Well, that witness that said, oh, I saw a big muscular man attack Abigail and then pick her up and throw her over the railings. That witness was discredited.
Yeah.
They didn't see it. Right? So first of all, who in their right mind would make something like that up? Well, you're a fucked up human being. But also, like, who did this? They have nothing to go off of. And Bruce is allowed to fly back home to his family, where we see reenactment Bruce hug his kids like they're skunks. There was no love in those hugs. He was like, don't get too close to me. I don't want your funk on me.
All of these people, they look like they fell off the turnip truck. I swear that man looks like he is selling bike parts on Facebook Marketplace. They do not look okay. You all, that's where the episode ends. They do not know what happened to Abigail to this day.
Yeah, so this was in 2018, and the victim was actually 52-year-old Almarosa Tenorio. Tenorio? Tenorio.
I think it's just Tenorio.
I don't like your attitude. Anyway, God bless her. This poor woman, she was on the Royal Princess cruise ship. She fell to her death, many stories, and nothing. Like, the kids in their interviews, I didn't see anything where they blamed the father.
The father's name was Leo Tenorio.
Yes.
And yeah, it was all really weird.
Sadly, in cases like this, there may not be any answers to find. At least we have the comfort of knowing that her memory will live on in the lives of those she touched.
So I was digging and digging, and there really wasn't much information. I do know it's unsolved, but I will say that I found two FOIA requests, one in February of 2019 that came back in April of 2019, denied, and then again in 2021, also denied. I mean, I guess if they kept the case open, but why would you deny a FOIA request if someone is trying to help? You have no leads, no suspects, no answers for this family. I think it's a little shady that they denied the FOIA request.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What's a FOIA request?
Are you new to the earth?
A FOIA?
Freedom of Information Act. So you can, once a case, you know, is closed, like you can't do it on an open case, you can request the case files.
Oh, I was thinking that it was FOIA, F-O-Y-A. So I'm like,
You're going to get dragged for that one.
I don't care. You know what? I didn't know, and my mom just died. And if you make fun of me for that, you hated my mother.
And you're homophobic, and you're not supporting his quitting vaping journey. Wow, you all are some judgmental people.
This poor woman. So what do you think happened?
No, what do you think happened?
I don't know. I feel like she might have died by suicide.
Yeah, so we sat down and Joey said that, and that just didn't even enter my mind. For some reason, I thought it was the husband. I thought maybe they were downplaying their problems. I don't know, the way that guy was cutting that chicken. I don't know. I feel like it's very strange that they were just like, no, the husband was in the bathroom. He was in the bathroom. Couldn't have been him. I mean, so we were talking about this off mic, and I said to Joey, well, why would she jump, not to be morbid, but not into the water? Why would she jump onto a hard surface? And then tell them what you said.
She may not have realized. She may have thought that she was jumping into the water and didn't realize where she would land.
Yeah. So when I was thinking about her kind of having that weird, prolonged, final feeling goodbye, I thought she thought that the husband was going to do something. I need to work on my trauma. I don't know.
Well, they don't give us anything. They give us nothing. And it's crazy. Like, looking up articles, I looked up for things even on Reddit. There was nothing. This is just an unsolved case. And this poor family.
I know. It's so unsatisfying. There really is no more information other than the denial of the FOIA and the information as to who these people really were.
Well, what I'm curious about is like, is every episode on this show going to be unsolved?
Oh, gosh, I hope not.
Yeah.
That would really be exhausting. Say something funny.
Well, I don't believe that the detective, Damien, I don't think he's a real detective.
What? No, they wouldn't call him a detective if he wasn't a detective, Joseph.
He's an actor. And I'm just thinking, if you were going to go the actor route, you should have gone for the best person for the job. And you know who that would have been?
Who?
Who could have sold those lines?
Who?
Jennifer Coolidge. Oh, God. I just want you guys to know that sometimes people lie. Oh, fuck.
Bow, 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 down, chicka bum, bow, down, chicka bum, bow. He's still laughing at himself. Bow, chicka, he's literally laughing at himself.
Oh, God, I saw a body. It was awful.
You all, I do not know what we ever did to you. We are nice people. We are kind people. Why would you do this to us?
This show is fucking terrible. Oh my God, do you know that sometimes people get mad and then they do things they regret? All right, bye guys.
You all, I don't know. There's better stuff over on the Patreon. Patreon.com/I think not. I blame you all.
Also, if you love us, you go leave us a 5-star review and say nice things. And also, go follow us on social media, please. Also, don't forget, we are doing our True Crime Rundown weekly. I think we had to skip last week because Ellen got the plague and then I got the plague. But we will be consistently putting them out every week at some point. You can find those on your main feed. Yes, please do us a favor and go download them on your main feed. What else? Did I cover everything, Pinky Lee?
Yeah, I think you covered everything. I think these people, they clearly don't like us. So I think we just better go. I love you, Joey.
I love you, Joey.
I love you, Joey.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, God. So sorry. I'm sorry.
I was like just sitting there waiting. I was like, is he mad at me?
I'm just sitting here going. Sorry, it's all the seltzer.
Do you hate it when I talk? Because then you're like, wait, are you saying something that I need to be editing? Can you just shut up when I don't need to be editing? That's my Rick voice. You sound nothing like that.
Caribbean Queen.
That is not the words.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.